My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sports Radio 929 The Game, 929TheGame.com. It is Sam and Greg. We are in for the morning shift on this Juneteenth. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Wednesday morning, this holiday morning, this 19th day of June. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning!
And good morning, happy Juneteenth to everybody in Duluth.
Right in Duluth.
Told you went all C-words.
All right, no, you're right now.
Up in Duluth.
Up in Duluth now.
And want to also let you know that now that we're in the 8 o'clock hour, Sam, we don't do this on weekends, so I'm going to get it right here. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate.
Okay.
You know, you can go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Oh, you knew this already, huh? Yeah. Been reading ahead. Start packing. So there you go.
There you go.
Make sure highlight this
into the 8 o'clock hour.
I don't want to get a call from Bo later on saying, hey, you didn't do the reads.
Braves are home later today. Well, not later today, in just a few hours.
Just a few hours.
12:20 is the start time for the Braves against the Detroit Tigers. If you're looking for something on this Juneteenth, if you're off work today and you want to go out and enjoy some of the celebration, or be it something that is happening today during the daytime hours, the Braves are at home, and they've been playing well this homestand.
Well, you put it on the Heat. Even though they've been the night games the last two, but this is the day that your theory will come.
The Heat showed up last week. The heat and humidity showed up last week,
and put that on the winning.
That got things going, man. That got it going. That's what they've been waiting on. They've been waiting on that. They're waiting on that real Georgia Heat, not just that warm stuff. Not warm. They went for the Georgia Heat. That stuff with like an oven. When you step outside of your house at 8:30 in the morning and your clothes cling to you, that's what we're talking about.
I want to make this statement out loud right now, because we have talked throughout the time we've been together. I think, who's the last 300-game winner in Major League Baseball? The last person, was it Randy Johnson? Did Randy Johnson make
it? Probably so.
Somebody. But whoever it was, we debated whether or not we were going to see this again. And the person who was closest, I was being told, oh, he's going to make it. He's going to get it. It's going to be no problem. And I said, this dude is not going to make it. And we're talking about Scherzer, and we're talking about Verlander.
Verlander, yeah.
Okay. Now, I think he's around 250-ish or somewhere in there. He ain't going to make it. And I said this before, and it was solidified this week. He just went on the IR again. 15-day.
Yeah.
The clock is not in his favor. And Scherzer is making his, I think, season debut.
We got a number of guys that are coming back from some injuries and pitching today. I think Garrett Cole pitches today. He ain't pitching.
My question is, have we seen our last 300-game pitcher?
Yeah, man.
That won't be the lynch, because it used to be you got 300 wins, it was you're going to tap dance into the Hall of Fame. Now, maybe it's 250. Now, maybe Verlander will get in there, because not just because he's at 250, but because of his winning and he got the ring with Houston.
Well, the kind of pitcher you have to be to get there, and you would think guys who are, not saying you have to be a power pitcher, but the guys who can be powerful pitcher, and we think about our own situation with our own guys, a power pitcher who we lost for the season.
And is that sustainable?
You know, that's the thing. You know what I mean? Can you go out there and win that 17, 18, 20 games, you know, for all those years?
And are you allowed to go deep and get the wins? It's how the pitching staffs are being handled over these last, you know, X amount of years. You can decide on when it started.
That's kind of going to slide. The requirement for that, I think, we'll see it slide.
In our lifetime, the records that we have seen set, or the things that were a part of baseball that won't. I don't think Ricky Henderson's single season steals record will be touched. Because that's something that's out of the game.
I say it's out of the game, but with them doing what they're doing with the base paths, and we talk about this young man who's from Atlanta now, who's out here doing what he did last night down in Birmingham, came out of Georgia Tech, Chandler Simpson. I'm sure he's got an idea. You know, so I mean, it takes somebody having the idea and being in the situation, you got to get to the show.
And you've got to get on base.
You got to get on base. But I'm just saying, you know, that's somebody that's thinking about it.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And I just think some of the things, because the game needs that now. The game has missed that. The game needs it.
There's things that are no longer a part of it. You wished it would come back, but it's come back a little bit this year. It looks different. Ronald Acuña got us all worked up last year with it.
Yeah.
But is it something that's across the board? Every team having base stealer.
Every team don't have that.
Yeah,
that's the thing, you know.
Happy birthday to Dirk Nowitzki as we put a bow on the NBA season.
Yeah,
it's Dirk's birthday today, and happy 62nd birthday, Paul Abdul.
Okay,
those are two names you didn't think you'd hear together, Dirk Nowitzki and Paul Abdul, when you woke up this morning.
No, not at all, man. But I tell you what, we talked some Falcons talk here. The talk, I guess, yesterday was the fact that not one but two people going into the Falcons Ring of Honor this coming season. And you know, we talk about people who get honored by this team, what they have to do to get there to reach that honor, which is, you know, very special that the team would honor them. And so that's coming up this season. Something else for us to look forward to. We're looking forward to this team being a competitive team, being a winning team, and getting back into the postseason. But also something for the fans to look forward to is celebrating, celebrating some people who did some remarkable things. And so, yes, the owner and chairman Arthur M. Blank and former quarterback Matt Ryan will be going into the Ring of Honor this season. Mr. Blank will be honored on September 22nd. During the Falcons Week 3 game against the Kansas City Chiefs. That will be on NBC Sunday Night Football.
And he gets a primetime spot.
Well, Ryan also gets one. He'll be celebrating October 3rd during the Falcons Week 5 Thursday night game against the Tampa Bay Bucks.
A whole lot of difference.
You know?
The biggest TV show in America is Sunday Night Football.
Sunday Night Football.
Thursday night is like, well, what are them uniforms they wearing?
And it's on Amazon.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's the thing. Noel, your thoughts about this, because Matt Ryan, as we've had some time to be distanced from his time having played here, I would like to think the appreciation for him and what he did and what he gave this team an opportunity to do each and every week that he played will make people appreciate him a bit more. I know a lot of people talk about what he didn't do or how things finished with him, but I'd like to think this week, this season, as they prepare to honor, they would think more about his accomplishments and the fact that, what I say, he's going to be the first Falcon to get a statue. I know some people are probably throwing something at their radios right now, and I don't care. but your thoughts about that this morning?
I think we've already seen the past two seasons people going back and rethinking those Ryan seasons and going, maybe I did not enjoy those like I should have. Maybe I critiqued it a little too much and didn't enjoy the winning and some of the success that was happening, because it's been looking bleak lately. It's been looking really bleak in that department and with that particular position. So I feel like the things that's been going on the past 2 years actually really put some shine on Matt Ryan's name.
I think so, too. When you have someone that you know is going to show up every week and give you an opportunity to be competitive, to have a chance. Well, the last couple of years, we were like hoping and wishing, maybe, but you had this person, if the bus pulled up and the door opened and he got off the bus, you knew your team had a chance. And I think that's what you want from your starting quarterback.
Well, I want to play this clip for Matt Ryan right here because I think this is Matt Ryan agreeing with everything that you just said about him and his play.
The difference here in Atlanta is that the city is the exact same way. You got to f-ing earn it from them. And when you do, this city goes on fire. Trust me. Ra's been a part of it. I've been a part of it. Jake's been a part of it. When you get rolling here, this city comes on fire. And my challenge to you guys is to get it back rolling. Because to me,
when you earn it, you have to earn it. Atlanta, and that's been the big thing with Atlanta sports fans, period. Atlanta's not a place where they're going to hand you adulation and cheers on a platter. And, you know, that's something I hear from music artists when they come and perform here, too. Like, they feel like Atlanta's like this distant place or everybody's too cool. But the reality is we paid $100-some-odd to see you. We're not going to cheer for you and your ego and your feelings. You got to put on a show. And we feel the exact same way about our sports teams here. You got to put on a show. You have to earn my money, my time, and my attention because there's too many other things for me to do on this same little block than be here watching you lose.
Okay, and
Matt Ryan seems to understand that, and I think that's a mentality that has to go across the board because that is the mentality of your fan base in your city. Earn my attention.
When somebody comes to this city and they talk to you about this Falcons team and they talk about the Matt Ryan years and they say to you or ask you, what did he do that was special? What do you respond with? Do you respond?
He got off that plane in 2008 after a disastrous season with Bobby Petrino and no Michael Vick and all of that and stood tall through it all for 14 seasons. That's not easy to do.
That's kind of where I was going to go with him, too.
It's not easy to do.
He was what the city needed and what the team needed.
He righted the ship.
At the time.
He ate all the criticism, whether it was deserved or not. He, like, all the diva stuff that could have been and all the extra and why don't y'all, you know, respect me or love me or whatever it is. We didn't have to deal with any of that.
No, he was a steady, straight shooter. He
any did. Of that.
Can I ask you, so would game manager be short, selling him short?
Very.
Yes.
Okay. Again, I'm bringing up things that have been said about him throughout the career. I'm curious about what you folks think about. Well, because
it is what people think about him, but you're talking about a quarterback that's had.
We haven't had this conversation about him in a minute, so as we talk about putting him in the Ring of Honor, I haven't asked you guys these thoughts, and a lot of people don't want to say these things out loud, but I'm just asking you. They're fair for, you know, we talk about all the others that are all-time greats or get their names up there in the rafters. And I'm just saying, I lived through this and hearing these things, and it made me, oh, you know what, maybe they're right a little bit. When you talk about his weapons versus the plays that he himself extended.
Right.
When you talk about Travis Kelce and you talk about things, going to the current champions, mm-hmm. when you talk about that offense, when his skill position players aren't able to get open and he can't do that, you know that quarterback will make a play. And we've seen that. That's what I'm asking you, fair or not fair, that's what was lacking in the guy who's going up in the Ring of Honor, his game and his skill set. There was never I shouldn't say never. It was thought of that he wouldn't himself extend the player, give you a great play. But he can get it in the hands of his skill position players.
I mean, that's how people felt, but I don't think that's true. I think the Super Bowl play shows you. People talk about the Julio catch on the sideline, but that ball had to be put in the perfect place to either go out of bounds.
Right.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Only Julio to get it, and Matt Ryan rolls out of the pocket and throws off his back foot to put that ball in the only place it could be to make that catch. No, Matt Ryan makes those plays.
Okay. Again, I'm just...
Now, but that's a microcosm of how reality becomes fact, yeah. Of how perception becomes truth. If you say something enough...
It doesn't become true. It's an opinion.
But it does become true if enough people say it. If you say something enough to where it's all over ESPN and all over YouTube and all over...
But if you can debunk it by the films... Listen, we all said Bigfoot was around forever. Eventually, we all went, excuse me, prove it.
You still got people that will tell you and will try to pull out stuff to convince you that Bigfoot is real, and that's still some of the conversations that we have with Matt Ryan, and you have people that feel the same way about Ronald Acuna with certain things. You have the people that feel the same way about Trae Young with certain things, and sometimes the noise gets so loud it's hard to separate narrative from what you actually see on the field.
From what you guys said, and I do agree with you that he was a perfect stop for what was going on here. Figuratively speaking, the bleeding, if you will, of what was going on with the Falcons and Bobby Petrino and the whole thing with Michael Vick and all of that. And he came in and he was the perfect person. He was polarized. It was like bringing in a manager. It was like going from who was the guy who came in after Bobby Cox? Just a different kind of voice. When you had that, you had a different type of quarterback, polar opposite of who was here before, and that's what you needed. And you needed somebody who was not going to, as you said, not try to be the star and the diva, to use the weapons that he had.
At the same time, though, he took charge in that locker room and in that huddle. If you, I mean, the clip that we heard yesterday, there were several times when the sound dropped out because of some language. And so that was the real Matt Ryan, though, in that room with those men. And that's the thing that a lot of people didn't see. We saw the part where he seemed like he was a Boy Scout. Mm-hmm. You know, no, this dude would get in folks' faces if he needed. And I remember that from the exhibition game from his rookie season in Jacksonville. Mm-hmm. I'm down there working sidelines with the radio broadcast for the game at the time. And I'm saying, this guy's taking charge down here. He's going to get up in some people's faces as a rookie. So he knew how to do that and command that kind of respect. That's what some people didn't really always pay attention to, because we wanted to see him run around and feel like Michael Vick. But at the same time, this guy had the respect of everybody in that locker. And that's the important thing as far as getting teams to go out and play and fight, you know, every week. And that was something that he did.
Y'all, we got to get on out of here. We're past it. Hang on, I got to do another read here. Hang on a second here, because we're in for both Mike and Tiffany here. As we get into this, continuing this 8 o'clock hour, brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Of course, go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer, Sam, on your home today and start packing. We get back here, we have got another special guest. We were talking a number of things this morning on this Juneteenth and spent a lot of time talking about the big matchup, Atlanta Dream versus Indiana, and just the overall impact of what is going on with the WNBA versus, well, the NBA. And as we approach the draft, again, all of this has been food for conversation. And as we have talked about the Atlanta Dream, we knew that coming up we're going to be able to pin down Morgan Shaw Parker and get her thoughts on where we are right now with this team and what's going on with the league. She is the COO and president of the Atlanta Dream, and she's joining us next. Sam and Greg, in for the morning shift on this Juneteenth. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, and take us with you on the Odyssey app. Did you start dancing before you got on the dance floor, or did you wait till you got on the dance floor? Like, how many feet before the dance floor did you start moving?
On my way.
Almost. About 5 feet. About 5 feet before the actual dance floor, you start your move.
On my way, yeah.
Okay. Making sure. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. On this Juneteenth, we are in for Bo, Tiffany, and Mike, the morning shift.
For another half hour.
Yeah, for another half hour. Then we'll be in for Steak and Sandra, if they were in today. Mm-hmm. Or we're supposed to be in today. But let's see here. We've spoken with this woman, I think once, maybe twice before, and it seems like every time we get the opportunity to speak with her, it's gotten bigger. The team and the visibility and the stories, they've all grown in just a short amount of time since we've spoken to her last. So I can't wait for the next conversation to see where we're going with this. But want to welcome in this morning the COO, president of the Atlanta Dream. Good morning, Morgan Shaw Parker.
Morning.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me on today.
It's our absolute pleasure.
Absolutely. Pleasure to have you on, especially as our team gets set to play. They're up on the road this week. What a week
this
is.
We got to ask one thing. How is she doing?
Okay.
Do you have a little voice thing or something? I'm not making fun. We're genuinely concerned to make sure that you're doing okay. You know?
I'm doing great. I lost my voice in the last game as I was screaming for our players.
Okay.
On a normal basis.
Get you a lozenge or something like that, some chicken soup. We want to make sure you're okay.
Can we send something over? We'll send it
over. I lose my voice on a regular basis at our games. Okay, it is so much fun. I can't stay quiet.
But they pulled that one out, Sonny, and I remember talking with Coach Tanisha Wright before the game Sunday, and she was saying, I really don't want to talk about the rest of the week, just focusing on one game. But this is a big week, not just because of what's happening Friday. You're playing a first-place team tonight, and then after Friday night, you got New York. It is a big week for the Dream.
It's a huge week for the Dream. We've got a lot going on. There's some incredible competition, and our team is really starting to get their feet under them. And, you know, we're pulling out wins where I don't think the fans thought we would, but it's an exciting time in women's basketball, and the Atlanta Dream is really coming into their own, and it's really cool to see our strong rookie class gelling with these veterans and figuring this out, and it's going to be a great game tonight, and Friday is just going to be electric.
What is it like to have your job right now?
You know what? I can't get the smile off my face. It is hard work. It really is, in terms of running any team at any level. But to see what's happening in the sport of women's basketball right now, and to see how it's affecting not only young girls, but young boys, to see these women on the map, it's incredible. It really is. It fills my bucket in a very different way on a personal level. And I can't wait to see where it goes.
Spending time on the waitfor.com hotline this morning with Morgan Shaw Parker, COO and president of Atlanta Dream. Winners Sunday against the LA Sparks. They're taking on the Minnesota Lynx. tonight. But then Friday night, we're moving a game from College Park to State Farm Arena downtown. Talk about the idea of that. I talked with Nyes Hillman about it before the game, and her eyes just lit up, just the idea of getting to play downtown, the crowd, and of course with Indiana Fever, Caitlin Clark coming to town. Thoughts about what's happening here this week and what people have an opportunity to see on Friday?
We're really excited for Friday. It has been a heavy lift to move our operation from Gateway Arena, which holds, you know, just over 4,000 people, to State Farm Arena, where we're going to be on pace. We are on pace to sell it out. So we're going to have a full house on Friday in State Farm Arena. We've partnered with State Farm and the Hawks to really figure out how to make sure that we get more fans able to experience and able to feel and see women's basketball at the professional level. And it's really exciting. You know, years ago, prior to this new ownership regime, the Dream played in State Farm for a while, but we've never seen crowds like we have now. And I think in large part, number one, in Atlanta, it's because of our ownership. Our ownership in the last 3 years has invested in this team like no other. And it shows because of the fan experience, the athlete experience, really investing in what these athletes need to succeed, but also overall arena improvements, even though we don't own Gateway Arena. But you bring all of that momentum into Friday, taking on a team like the Atlanta Fever, who we're really excited to have them in town. Even if people are coming in just to see Caitlin Clark, we say welcome to the W. I think you're going to walk out seeing something that you haven't experienced before, and you're going to want to come back.
Wow, that's amazing. So, Morgan, this is your producer, Noel, and also the Atlanta Dream reporter for the 9-to-9 game. So I am at the games quite frequently right now.
And, yes, and I love it.
Yes. Great experience, by the way. I want to know, you know, after working for Arthur Blank, after working for the Kansas City Chiefs, after working for Nike, one of my favorite places, what made you come to the Atlanta Dream?
What made me come to the Atlanta Dream is the opportunity to change things for women in sports, and especially in Atlanta. You know, our goal here is to put Atlanta on the map for women's sports, but first we have to put women's basketball on the map in Atlanta. And I had to investigate these owners as well. Our owners are amazing, and they have a track record within Northland and within their business of investing in women. They talk a lot about the fact that they don't bet on women, because if you place a bet, you expect to lose your money. But if you invest in women, you expect a return. And that mindset is within everything that we do. This ownership group with Larry Gottesdiener, Suzanne Hebert, and Renee Montgomery, former player, we've got an athlete at the table in almost every single conversation, which is a game changer. And so when you think about what this ownership group looks like, what this ownership group wants to do in Atlanta, and the investments they've already made over the long term in the city, it's a no-brainer. And you're seeing the fruits of that labor and that vision come to life. And, you know, I get to be a steward of the brand and of the organization every single day, and of these amazing humans that have come to work here, and also a team of 85% Black women. It's absolutely incredible seeing what's happening and seeing the city of Atlanta come out to support this team.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is not a very prominent jazz singer you're listening to. That is Morgan Shaw Parker, whose voice is just leaving us with the excitement of following these games, joining Sam and Greg here on this Juneteenth, president and CEO of the WNBA's Atlanta Dream. I wanted to talk, as you brought up, some of the other people in management, but your relationship with the other professional teams in this city, that's got to be going well, because we actually talked about when this season began and how to get you guys out there. We want to see you throwing out the first pitch. We want to see you banging out of stuff at Atlanta United. What has that relationship been like with the other folks in town?
The other teams in town have absolutely invested in us, lifted us up, supported us in terms of making sure that they're, you know, sharing their resources and their knowledge. It's been incredible. I mean, we've got Ryan Howard out there. She just threw out the first pitch, I think, just last week. We've got Renee Montgomery, our owner, out there, you know, banging the spike at Atlanta United. We've got the Hawks embracing us. Our team is sitting on the front row. And actually, you know, the Hawks always bring out their first pick to sit in our arena to cheer for our women, because that's what we do. And I love seeing it. It is an incredible sports town, but I've said from the very beginning, people were a little bit skeptical. Could another sports franchise at a professional level thrive in Atlanta? And my answer from day one has been absolutely yes, because we haven't nailed it for the women. And it's happening, and I can't wait to see more of it. I think there will be other more women's professional sports teams in Atlanta in due time, but we're thriving. Women's basketball is thriving, and I think Atlanta loves it, and these sports teams are supporting us from day one.
All right, Morgan, I got one last question for you before we let you go. We're running up against the break. But with Ryan Howard being on the team and a Jordan athlete and you having a little Nike connection, what are the odds that maybe we can get a Ryan Howard exclusive and in a size 5 if possible?
You know what? That we are at the intersection with Ryan Howard and so many of our other athletes on the Atlanta Dream, as well as in the WNBA. We're at the intersection of sports and fashion and music and entertainment. I think what you're going to see from the WNBA and specifically this league is going to be something that has really never been seen in sports. You see a lot of that in the NBA. I think they've done an incredible job. But when you do it for the women and you see these collaborations and you see these connections being made, you see the fashion. I mean, look at the tunnel walk and the runway coming in. I think we're, you know, these athletes are a part of GQ and GQ Sports on the cover from day one. It's incredible to see. And, you know, Jordan and Nike, obviously, two brands dear and near to my heart. I think you're going to see a whole lot coming down the pipe from them, whether it's Ryan or other athletes.
Morgan, before we let you go, just one question. With all the things that are happening, I know before the season started, maybe there was a big, you know, conference call with other people in your position with the other teams. How frequently do you interact with them? How frequently are you guys exchanging ideas? This is what I'm seeing in my town. This is what I'm seeing in this town. And really things kind of like, you know, see if we can add some of those things to the mix. How often you guys exchange?
Honestly, we are exchanging ideas on an every week basis. What is beautiful about sports and the business of sports is it's a very small community, but it's a competitive community. But specifically in the W and across women's sports, and specifically in Atlanta across Hawks and Falcons and Braves, is we share with each other. But at the end of the day, our goal is really to represent Atlanta. And there may be some awesome and amazing other ideas coming in other cities, but they really represent their city. We're looking to do it authentically in Atlanta. But hey, there's also things we can learn from them too. And, you know, it's been a true pleasure seeing this brand come to life and shepherding and stewarding this brand to really authentically represent not only the name that we hold, the Atlanta Dream, named after Martin Luther King Jr.'s speech, which I think it's very appropriate that we're talking here on Juneteenth. It's an important day that we recognize. Obviously, we're sitting at home and we're recognizing this day. We're all still in the middle of a season, but, you know, it's important that we represent that name to the highest degree. But it's also important that we represent the city of Atlanta. In my opinion, there is no better team to represent the WNBA and a league of 85% black women than the Atlanta Dream. And we're going to continue to lean into that, and we're going to continue to grow and hopefully continue to make Atlanta proud.
That is Morgan Shaw Parker, president and COO of the Atlanta Dream. Now, you have got 2 days to rest your voice, Morgan.
Yeah.
For the big night.
Really,
all right.
Yeah,
you got two. But let me just tell you something. That was the most impressive part, Sam, of this entire interview. I mean, from Stan Kasten to Arthur Blank to you name the executive, and nobody has come on raspy before for yelling for the team. None of these dudes. And she has given you an example of the experience when you go out to an Atlanta Dream game. You got the executive voice. You got to love that.
Absolutely.
You got to love it.
So come out and support.
Get it recovered for Friday night now.
Get some honey syrups and all that and get in there and start going. Anyway, thank you again for joining us.
Thank you for having me, you guys.
As always, that is Morgan Shaw Park. He never had no Stan Kasten coming here. Sounded like Pantangelo from The Godfather. None of that. Anyway, we are going to, listen, I got to acknowledge something as we come into this next break. This normally lets you know what's going on as far as the film industry as a casting call, and there's some job opportunities in front of the camera. It's kind of slow right now, but as we get into this segment, I'm going to tell you where you can find these opportunities at Georgia.org, but this is sort of the anniversary of something, and I want to bring this up next. It is Sam and Greg. We are in a few more minutes, the morning shift. Tiffany, Mike, and Bo, thank you for letting us come on in here on this Juneteenth. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg in for the morning shift on this Juneteenth. Man, oh man, Mr. Crenshaw, there's a lot of people remember where they were when they got the news about Kobe and others we've lost, that Bill Walton and Jerry West and, you know, Willie Mays. You remember where you were yesterday. But this was not 10, but 11 years ago on this date.
Yeah.
We lost Tony Soprano, James Gandolfini on this date. And as the conversation continues, you don't know what to believe coming out of David Chase or his people or people that are reporting on what's going on with Sopranos. They're going to do a prequel with his son.
Yeah, you think that's
in the lead? They've already done that. They've already done that. It was something of I can't think of the name in Jersey, that city, Newark. There's something of Newark, right? And it was supposed to be a prequel, too. But it was more about on there in North Jersey. But I don't know. We'll see what happens here. But again, yeah, lost James Gandolfini all those years ago. But on the good side, happy birthdays go out to Jessica Rabbit.
Ah.
Kathleen Turner. It's her birthday today. Joey Saldana. Macklemore. And Boris Johnson, who's no longer running things with his bad haircut over there in England. Yeah,
that dude
had a messed up
that
haircut.
That was bad.
But as we spend some of this day and most of our show talking about Willie Mays and the passing of him on this Juneteenth and the events going on out in Birmingham, lost another, actually I should say his birthday of another icon on this day. Would have been Lou Gehrig's birthday.
Ah.
Would have been Lou Gehrig's birthday today. So anyway, let's move on to this stuff here. Again, 92.9thegame.com/castingcall is where you can see the list that we post weekly. But I have always said, don't wait for me to put the list out once a week when Sam and I do our show on weekends. When you look at the casting call and you get past the jobs in front of the camera, I walk you through how to find the jobs behind the camera, starting at Georgia.org. There's definite line of delineation where it says film industry and voiceover info, and you start at Georgia.org. But I walk you through how to find those. I walk you through how to connect with a couple of voiceover people. The link to the Georgia Department of Labor in case you got to get the certificate for minors. And then the list of the casting directors. And just go to their social media pages, whether it's this afternoon, Friday night, whenever. 7 days a week, 24/7, they are constantly posting things. And as the industry, which you've probably heard, is a little slow right now, much like when the strike hit, a lot of these guys are finding ways to pivot, and they're doing commercials, they're doing industrials, things like that, and they pay pretty good too. So again, look at the list of the casting directors that I have there, and just go to their social media pages if you're ready to, if you're on the fence, make that jump during the summer. There are still some productions going on, some big ones. I don't know if Seth MacFarlane is still here doing the remake of Naked Gun. That was one of them.
Okay.
I think it was called Laws of Toughness. Rose Locke was doing that one. But anyway, did you want to ask me something? You look like you had something.
No. Okay. Go ahead.
All right. So let me tell you about just a couple in front of the camera here that you may or may not be right for. But they're looking for some ladies this week that are, for lack of a better way to put it, shapely.
Okay.
Extras Cast Atlanta's got a couple new projects. And these are going to shoot actually toward the end of this week. But they are looking for Caucasian women, blonde or brunettes, who are shapely, fit, in shape for, they're going to be modeling. We talked about this over the weekend. We were trying to figure out the actual, perfect description of this, but shapewear, right?
Shapewear.
Spanx. It's like, yeah, Spanx, or what Kardashian does. That stuff. So they need these ladies to model that. There's also a need for women who are comfortable wearing a bikini. These are all projects, and they're not trying to be politically correct. They want to let you know what they want. And by the way, when they ask you to do things other than just stand and be in a diner scene or you're part of a school scene or even at a football game, when they're asking you to take off some clothing, they're going to pay you more. Or dress scantily, they're going to ask you to pay you. When they ask you to get a haircut, they're going to pay you for the haircut. When they ask you to come in for a fitting, they're going to pay you for your time. So these two that are under Extras Cast in Atlanta pay more than your regular extras job. Destination Casting has multiple roles. It needs warehouse employees, school staff, and parents. Hilton Casting, still doing P-Valley. They need folks for a couple different salon beauty shop scenes. So, again, any questions, Greg.Clarkson, Odyssey.com about any of this stuff. You can see the list. Like I said, it's on 929thegame.com/casting call and also at Get Cast with Greg on X.
Okay.
Twitter. Whatever you want to call it.
Whatever we call it in the last 15 minutes.
Yeah, whatever you want to call it this week. You know what else birthday it would have been today?
Who else?
Mo. As in Mo, Larry, and Curly.
Oh.
Howard. It was Mo Howard's birthday today. And this is just like one of the craziest moves in the history of human beings. This Willis Simpson, what she did. Willis Simpson.
Okay.
Or Wallace. Wallace Simpson. Wallis. Yeah.
That sounds right.
How would you pronounce that?
That sounds right.
Okay. She made a dude leave his throne. This was the woman, and this would have been her birthday today, who talked King George the VIII from abdicating his throne. And he gave it to his brother, and his brother was the other King George, whose daughter became the monarch for the last 70 years.
The lady with the purses.
The lady with the purse. Right? So her uncle got wooed by, and they used to, you know, they don't use they don't use this term anymore, mm-hmm. but it was like a big thing back then. She was a divorcee, Sam.
Mm-hmm.
She was a divorcee. She was an American divorcee.
Wow.
Can't be coming over here to England, taking our king. You're an American divorcee. You so-and-so and such-and-such.
Yep.
So anyway, yeah, this was happening. This was the woman.
Who said that?
There were folks back then. That's the way they talked. You so-and-so and such-and-such, I'll hit you with my purse.
We found out what's in the purse.
Yeah. Anyway, that happened on this day. This is history, man. But, I mean, you know you got something when you make a dude abdicate.
Oh, yeah, now.
You got something working.
You working. We ain't saying what she had working, but we you got a pretty good idea.
There are some things on the list. Let's write this ship here. It's Juneteenth. Come on, Sam.
All right.
Sam
All right.
Greg's Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
But honestly, folks.
And you know who, as we stay in the show business realm here, who gave us a shout-out and I spoke to this week, wanted me to say hello to you?
Who's that?
Antoine Mills.
Okay.
And if y'all don't know who Antoine Mills is, he is in the Georgia Lottery commercials
mm-hmm.
with his goat, Kevin. One of the best local actors here in town here. He's a fan of the show. We've had him on a couple times. And we were thinking about
the only person he's the only person I know of in a commercial with a goat, he and Nick Saban.
And Dion, too.
Dion and the goat, right?
Where were you on this date in 92? I ask you that because this was the day that Evander Holyfield knocked out Larry Holmes.
Okay.
Knocked him down in 12 rounds.
Wow.
And this is another big move. The guy went on right after this and won a Super Bowl, but Barry Switzer retired from Oklahoma on this day.
Oklahoma. Man.
How do you describe his career when it comes to his coaching? Because you knew there was some hinky stuff going on in Oklahoma, which is why he had to quit. And then he went in and stepped in and took Jerry Jones's Cowboys to a Super Bowl. So he got himself a Super Bowl ring. He got himself a national championship.
Yeah.
But all of them are kind of, you look at it with a skunk eye. Am I being?
If you look at it with a skunk eye, you can't. You obviously had to get some things right to get to the point where you win. Now, behind the curtain, some things that went on, some things that came out from behind the curtain, that's something else.
So does he fall more in the infamous category than famous, Barry Switzer?
In the minds of some.
Okay.
In the minds of some.
The fact that you had to think about it means that he probably is.
In the minds of some, but the record, you can't argue with the record.
All right, we are moving into this 9 o'clock hour, which means we are officially in the steakhouse.
And we hope we're going to add some of those things to the mix. How often you guys exchange?
Honestly, we are exchanging ideas on an every week basis. What is beautiful about sports and the business of sports is it's a very small community. But it's a competitive community, but specifically in the W and across women's sports, and specifically in Atlanta across Hawks and Falcons and Braves, is we share with each other. But at the end of the day, our goal is really to represent Atlanta. And there may be some awesome and amazing other ideas coming in other cities, but they really represent their city. We're looking to do it authentically in Atlanta. But hey, there's also things we can learn from them too. And, you know, it's been a true pleasure seeing this brand come to life and shepherding and stewarding this brand to really authentically represent not only the name that we hold, the Atlanta Dream, named after Martin Luther King Jr.'s speech, which I think it's very appropriate that we're talking here on Juneteenth. It's an important day that we recognize. Obviously, we're sitting at home and we're recognizing this day. We're all still in the middle of a season, but, you know, it's important that we represent that name to the highest degree. But it's also important that we represent the city of Atlanta. In my opinion, there is no better team to represent the WNBA and the team, a league of 85% black women than the Atlanta Dream. And we're going to continue to lean into that, and we're going to continue to grow and hopefully continue to make Atlanta proud.
That is Morgan Shaw Parker, president and COO of the Atlanta Dream. Now, you have got 2 days to rest your voice, Morgan.
Yeah,
for the big night.
Really,
all right, you got two. But let me just tell you something. That was the most impressive part, Sam, of this entire interview. I mean, from Stan Kasten to Arthur Blank to you name the executive, and nobody has come on raspy before for yelling for the team. None of these dudes. And she has given you an example of the experience when you go out to an Atlanta Dream game. You got the executive voice. You got to love that.
Absolutely.
You got to love it. Come out and support.
Get to recover for Friday night now.
Get some honey syrups and all that and get in there and suck on. Anyway, thank you again for joining us.
Thank you for having me, you guys.
As always, that is Morgan Shaw Park. He never had no Stan Kasten coming here. Sounded like Pantangelo from The Godfather. None of that. Anyway, we are going to listen. I got to acknowledge something as we come into this next break. This normally lets you know what's going on as far as the film industry as a casting call, and there's some job opportunities in front of the camera. It's kind of slow right now, but as we get into this segment, I'm going to tell you where you can find these opportunities at Georgia.org. But this is sort of the anniversary of something, and I want to bring this up next. It is Sam and Greg. We are in a few more minutes, the morning shift. Tiffany, Mike, and Bo, thank you for letting us come on in here on this Juneteenth. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg in for the morning shift on this Juneteenth. Man, oh man, Mr. Crenshaw, there's a lot of people remember where they were when they got the news about Kobe and others we've lost, at Bill Walton and Jerry West and, you know, Willie Mays. You remember where you were yesterday. But this was not 10, but 11 years ago on this date.
Yeah.
We lost Tony Soprano, James Gandolfini on this date. And as the conversation continues, you don't know what to believe coming out of David Chase or his people or people that are reporting on what's going on with Sopranos. They're going to do a prequel with his son.
Yeah, you think that's
in the lead? They've already done that. They've already done that. It was something of I can't think of the name in Jersey, that city, Newark. There's something of Newark, right? And it was supposed to be a prequel, too. But it was more about on there in North Jersey. But I don't know. We'll see what happens here. But again, yeah, lost James Gandolfini all these years ago. But on the good side, happy birthdays go out to Jessica Rabbit.
Ah.
Kathleen Turner. It's her birthday today. Joey Saldana. Macklemore. And Boris Johnson, who's no longer running things with his bad haircut over there in England. Yeah,
that
dude had a messed up
that
haircut.
Was bad.
But as we spend some of this day and most of our show talking about Willie Mays and the passing of him on this Juneteenth and the events going on out in Birmingham, lost another, actually I should say his birthday of another icon on this day. Would have been Lou Gehrig's birthday.
Ah.
Would have been Lou Gehrig's birthday today. So anyway, let's move on to this stuff here. Again, 92.9thegame.com/castingcall is where you can see the list that we post weekly. But I have always said, don't wait for me to put the list out once a week when Sam and I do our show on weekends. When you look at the casting call and you get past the jobs in front of the camera, I walk you through how to find the jobs behind the camera, starting at Georgia.org. There's definite line of delineation where it says film industry and voiceover info, and you start at Georgia.org. But I walk you through how to find those. I walk you through how to connect with a couple of voiceover people. The a link to the Georgia Department of Labor in case you got to get the certificate for minors, and then the list of the casting directors. And just go to their social media pages, whether it's this afternoon, Friday night, whenever, 7 days a week, 24/7, they are constantly posting things. And as the industry, which you've probably heard, is a little slow right now, much like when the strike hit, a lot of these guys are finding ways to pivot, and they're doing commercials, they're doing industrials, things like that, and they pay pretty good too. So again, look at the list of the casting directors that I have there, and just go to their social media pages if you're ready to, you know, if you're on the fence, make that jump during the summer. There are still some productions going on, some big ones. I don't know if Seth MacFarlane is still here doing the remake of Naked Gun. That was one of them.
Okay.
I think it was called Laws of Toughness. Rose Locke was doing that one. But anyway, did you want to ask me something? You look like you had something.
No. Okay. Go ahead.
All right. So let me tell you about just a couple in front of the camera here that you may or may not be right for, but they're looking for some ladies this week that are, for lack of a better way to put it, shapely.
Okay.
Extras Cast Atlanta's got a couple new projects, and these are going to shoot actually toward the end of this week, but they are looking for Caucasian women, blonde or brunettes, who are shapely, fit, in shape for, they're going to be modeling. We talked about this over the weekend. We were trying to figure out the actual, you know, perfect description of this, but shapewear, right?
Shapewear.
Spanx. It's like, yeah, Spanx, or what Kardashian does, you know, that stuff. So they need these ladies to model that. There's also a need for women who are comfortable wearing a bikini. These are all projects, and they're not trying to be politically correct. They want to let you know what they want. And by the way, when they ask you to do things other than just stand and be in a diner scene or you're part of a school scene or even at a football game, when they're asking you to take off some clothing, they're going to pay you more. Or dress scantily, they're going to ask you to pay you. When they ask you to get a haircut, they're going to pay you for the haircut. Okay. When they ask you to come in for a fitting, they're going to pay you for your time. So these two that are under Extras Cast in Atlanta pay more than your regular extras job. Destination Casting has multiple roles. It needs warehouse employees, school staff, and parents. Hilton Casting, still doing P-Valley. They need folks for a couple different salon, beauty shop scenes. So again, any questions, Greg.Clarkson, Odyssey.com about any of this stuff. You can see the list. Like I said, it's on 929thegame.com. Last casting call, and also at Get Cast with Greg on X.
Okay.
Twitter, whatever you want to call it.
Whichever we call it in the last 15 minutes.
Yeah, whatever you want to call it this week. You know what else birthday it would have been today?
Who else?
Mo. As in Mo, Larry, and Curly.
Oh.
Mo, okay. Howard. It was Mo Howard's birthday today. And this is just like one of the craziest moves in the history of human beings. This Willis Simpson, what she did. Willis Simpson,
okay.
Or Wallace, Wallace Simpson, L-W-A-L-L-I-S. Yeah.
That sounds
How would
right.
you pronounce that?
That sounds right.
Okay. She made a dude leave his throne. This was the woman, and this would have been her birthday today, who talked King George the VIII from abdicating his throne. And he gave it to his brother, and his brother was the other King George, whose daughter became the monarch for the last 70 years.
The lady with the purses.
The lady with the purse. Right? So her uncle got wooed by, and they used to, you know, they don't use they don't use this term anymore, mm-hmm. but it was like a big thing back then. She was a divorcee, Sam.
Mm-hmm.
She was an American divorcee.
Wow.
Can't be coming over here to England, taking our king. You're an American divorcee. You so-and-so and such-and-such.
Yep.
So anyway, yeah, this was happening. This was the woman.
who said that?
There were folks back then. That's the way they talked. You so-and-so and such-and-such, I'll hit you with my purse.
We found out what's in the purse.
Yeah. Anyway, that happened on this day. This is history, man. But, I mean, you know you got something when you make a dude abdicate.
Oh, yeah, now.
You got something working.
You working. We ain't saying what she had working, but we you got a pretty good idea.
There are some things on the list. Let's write this ship here. It's Juneteenth. Come on, Sam.
All right.
Sam
All right.
Greg's Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
But honestly, folks.
And you know who, as we stay in the show business realm here, who gave us a shout-out and I spoke to this week, wanted me to say hello to you?
Who's that?
Antoine Mills.
Okay.
And if y'all don't know who Antoine Mills is, he is in the Georgia Lottery commercials
mm-hmm.
with his goat, Kevin. One of the best local actors here in town. Here, but he's a fan of the show. We've had him on a couple times, and we were thinking about
the only person I he's the only person I know of in a commercial with a goat. He and Nick Saban.
Dion too.
Dion and the goat, right?
Where were you on this date in 92? I ask you that because this was the day that Evander Holyfield knocked out Larry Holmes.
Okay.
Knocked him down in 12 rounds.
Wow.
And this is another big move. The guy went on right after this and won a Super Bowl, but Barry Switzer retired from Oklahoma on this day.
Oklahoma. Man.
How do you describe his career when it comes to his coaching? Because you knew there was some hinky stuff going on in Oklahoma, which is why he had to quit. And then he went in and stepped in and took Jerry Jones's Cowboys to a Super Bowl. So he got himself a Super Bowl ring. He got himself a national championship.
Yeah.
But all of them are kind of, you look at it with a skunk eye. Am I being...
If you look at it with a skunk eye, you can't... You obviously had to get some things right to get to the point where you win. Now, behind the curtain, some things that went on, some things that came out from behind the curtain, that's something else.
So does he fall more in the infamous category than famous, Barry Switzer?
In the minds of some.
Okay.
In the minds of some.
The fact that you had to think about it means that he probably is.
In the minds of some, but the record, you can't argue with the record.
All right, we are moving into this 9 o'clock hour, which means we are officially in the steakhouse.
And we hope we're going to still get our guests come up 9 o'clock. We got a very special guest as we reflect on the life and the career of Willie Mays. We're looking forward to talking to him. I believe he's still going to be with us.
Hopefully.
Bob Kendrick from the National Negro League Museum. A lot of people have chased him around, but he said he'd be with us this morning. So we're hoping to have him in just a few minutes. You want to stay with us?
There you go. Take us out, man. You're doing a great job.
We did it. Okay. We got Noel on the side of the glass. It's Sam and Greg. And for the steakhouse at the top of the hour on this Juneteenth Wednesday morning here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!